producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
We're here today with Todd Seelock. How are you, Todd?
Fine, thank you.
And Todd is the CEO of Ferrara Candy. And Ferrara Candy, you may not know the company name, but you definitely know the brands. So walk through what are the different 12 or so major candy brands that you have.
So we're fortunate, Robert. We possess a portfolio of brands that are really synonymous with the consumption of confection across a variety of different consumer types. We're the leader in non-chocolate confection. We're the largest manufacturer. We participate in a market segment that's about $7.5 billion in terms of size. Confection in total is a $35 billion category. It happens to be a great category, not just because the products are fun to eat and fun to make, but because it's large, growing, and stable, and generally very important to the retail community. It's either the third or fourth largest segment in a retail store today. We're using our scale and leadership to really drive supply chain manufacturing excellence, meaning we're providing the best possible product at the lowest price, the highest quality. We're ensuring that our brands are relevant for their target markets. So we possess a mosaic of about a dozen brands that are generally complementary.
Just walk through. Like I'm looking right now. Chuckles, people know. You know the candy corn. So Halloween. Boston baked beans. I'm looking at these. Ooh, the sour crawlers. I've had those.
Totally sour crawlers.
They're sort of sugary, though. You know, right?
Red Hots.
Red Hots.
Jujubes.
Yep. Now Lemon Heads were one of your first.
Now and Later, the longest lasting fruit chew. So we have this great portfolio of brands that we believe are not only relevant to a consumer such as myself, who's probably a little bit older, but more importantly, really resonate with today's millennial and Gen Z consumer. And our focus is to ensure that those brands are relevant, the products that we're introducing and the innovation that we're engaged in is all capable of taking the equity that resides in these great brands and the recognition, but actualizing or bringing it to life in a way that would resonate with today's target market.
So the question is, chocolate is probably the biggest seller in candy, and you've positioned yourself as the largest non-chocolate, which is pretty fascinating from a strategic perspective, and a lot of CEOs listening in will want to hear what really happened behind the scenes in that positioning.
Well, I think a couple of things happened. The first is that you never want to compete with an 800-pound gorilla. We've all learned that lesson, and what I don't mean to disparage the competitors, but as you know, there's some big gorillas that lumber around in the chocolate category, both domestically and internationally.
And with Brock's, you do have some chocolates, but that's a limited part of your
relatively
portfolio.
Small. So for us, it was really, what's the best space to play in? It's attractive because the consumer demographics are highly attractive, and we'll come back to that. It's relatively fragmented. So there are about 40 manufacturers with revenue from $25 to $250 million. So of scale, but there are 40, almost 50 manufacturers, brands that are playing in this small fragmented space. So there were no players of scale. It's highly fragmented. It's very important to the retail community. It is resonating, this proposition is resonating with the right target market. So that was the first part of the thesis, Robert. The second part was, to the extent that we are capable of creating scale, how can we then invest behind it to further differentiate ourselves or distance ourselves from the competition and position ourselves as a strong strategic partner, real thought partner to our retail partners? So that was the objective of and or our investment thesis coming into the investment.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here with Todd Siwak, who is the CEO for Auric Andy Company. And we're talking about a repositioning of your brand to be the industry leader in America. And I'm thinking that supply chain is a pretty significant component in how you've created your dominance, sort of your wall, as Warren Buffett would say, or your moat. How do you approach supply chain, and also talk about how the digital world is changing supply chain for you?
So, excellent question. And supply chain is vitally important in all food manufacturing products, specifically in confection. And we've leveraged our scale around supply chain in several respects. So, and we'll talk about digital and how that works. From our perspective, we wanted to leverage our scale to really engage in forward thinking as it relates to how we acquire our commodities. So we now buy the underlying commodity, whether that's corn, sugar, gelatin, and then we acquire that on a forward-looking basis. We then contract on a tolling method with a converter.
A tolling method?
So we're paying to have that corn converted to corn syrup.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we buy the underlying crop. Mm-hmm. We negotiate and acquire for the conversion. Mm-hmm. We then disaggregate the freight in, the freight out, which is a significant buried cost in the commodity element or component. So we're buying forward. We're disaggregating the acquisition, conversion, and transportation. We're then providing that product on a just-in-time basis via rail, rail spur predominantly, very efficient, as you know. And this is where the digital world comes into play. So we're SAP-driven, so we're sending demand, real-time demand signals based on the bill of material that's running through the plant and generating, to the best of our ability, a very efficient and effective supply chain. The same could be true for the way we think about other products. So corrugate, film, the packaging material. Always focus on disaggregating and indexing the underlying commodity from the conversion of the commodity from the transportation. We believe that our scale allows us to, A, invest in a best-in-class team, but also provide the IT infrastructure and capability to drive out costs.
So how do you plan in terms of how much will be needed, how much corn you'll need, or any component of the supply chain?
So we're making hundreds of millions of pounds of candy a year, and we engage first in a, just as you would expect us to, an annual strategic plan. As part of that plan, we begin to project what demand will look like for our portfolio. We create a overall portfolio strategy. We drive this with SAP as well, using a variety of tools, which then allows us to, A, determine do we have sufficient capacity to meet the demand in each of our one dozen or so product portfolio items. We then aggregate that and ask ourselves, what type of supply might we need for corn or other ingredients, food coloring and the like, that would ensure that we're able to meet demand on a just-in-time basis at the lowest possible price.
It's fascinating. It sounds like everything has really turned into a science.
It really has. Especially when we're dealing with high-quality products, ingredients that are fresh, it has to be scientifically driven.
And how about your culture and the people who are, you've got 3,500 employees. Mm-hmm. Is anything scientific there? Have you figured out ways to get people to stay for years and to have great productivity and be happy?
So I think it's important that our team understands why we do what we do. And I'm a big fan of Simon Sinek. I know you're a fan of various business leaders. And so our why is we share goodness in every bite. So that's what we're about at Ferrara Candy. We share goodness in every bite. We've made certain, Robert, that we make that relevant, that positioning relevant to every one of our stakeholders so they understand what sharing goodness in every bite means. But in the simplest form, we want everyone to understand that when a consumer opens our product and engages in that moment of truth, whether it's a reward or a small indulgence, that at that moment of truth, we're sharing goodness in every bite. And that needs to resonate in everything that we do relative to providing goodness in every bite. So we focused on creating a culture that is open, transparent, collaborative, is something that we invest behind. We also have our how it is that we engage our team, so that we're focused on really creating a culture that we hope is conducive to attracting the best talent. We reside in Chicago. We have three facilities in Chicago, and we believe it's a great labor market. We want to attract the best possible talent. That's vitally important, and we want to retain that talent. And we want to nurture and challenge them to grow as well.
You have about 40 seconds left. Any advice on your executive team, how you work with them?
So I think we try to work collaboratively. We try to work from a point of inspirational leadership, not necessarily tell and do, not by fiat, by providing a clear, consistent alignment of goals and objectives.
Okay, so is there any one product that you think people should know about right here when they're listening in that there's something like a millennial will want to buy?
Yeah, the product is Trolley, and that brand is the fastest.
T-R-O-L-L-I.
That's correct. It is the fastest growing brand. It's delivering a sour, multi-textural sensory experience to the millennial consumer, and it's growing in double digits and is leading a lot of the growth in the confection.
And where's a good place to buy this?
It's distribution.
Because you have it everywhere. You don't want to say Walmart or one place or another.
Definitely don't.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Todd Siwak, who is the CEO of Ferrara Company, Ferrara Candy Company. See, everyone knows all the brands, Chuckles, Trolley, Red Hots, Candy
Lemonhead.
Lemonhead, yeah.
Now and Later.
And so you've been around, I guess it's about 108 years or so right now. What would you say as CEO, if you were to codify your leadership philosophy, what would that be?
I would say, if you were to codify the philosophies, Ferrara is a great place to apply this example from my perspective, which is to say, what is our strategy? How are we going to deploy these brands? As a result of that, let that be the guiding principle behind how we want to structure our business. What skills, capabilities do we need resident within the team? What type of metrics do we need to put in place so that we're speaking a common vernacular about how we're doing, how we're measuring, how we're doing? It's not subjective, it's objective. But I think it's just absolute alignment, Robert, behind the strategy is to drive and lead non-chocolate and gummy, sour, chewy. Therefore, how do we need to structure ourselves from supply chain through delivery in order to achieve it? And as a result of that, what talent do we need resident in our organization that we don't have? How do we acquire that talent? How do we communicate with them, attract them, retain them, help them grow and realize their potential? That, to me, you know, is the formula that we try to deploy. It's the formula we're deploying at Ferrara, and it's working for us.
When on your dashboard, when you wake up in the morning, what are the key metrics that you look at and you say, that's good, that's good, that's not good?
So it starts with us with revenue, because that is the lifeblood of what we do. So we're measuring our revenue. We then begin to...
Now, are you measuring your revenue or not the end user revenue?
That's right. So we measure... So the daily dashboard would look at, what did we ship that day? Mm-hmm. It's that literal. We have 2 million square feet of distribution space, strategically located. What did we ship? The second is, what did we make? The third is, what did it cost us to make it? And the fourth is, therefore, selling price less cost of goods equals margin. What do our margins look like? That's all real-time data. Mm-hmm. On a weekly and monthly basis, we would look at consumption data. Mm-hmm. So we procure syndicated data. So we have real-time access to consumption data weekly from some retailers, and we look at that every week.
And could you and I have spoken in the past more about that. Could you talk about the sophistication of the data that's coming out now? Listeners, you will be amazed at the level this is at.
Yeah.
And you could do this in a lot of industries.
You really can. It's an exciting time to do what we're doing. The technology evolution around insights is spectacular. So we happen to partner with a firm called IRI, there's another Nielsen, we buy what's called liquid data, real-time, multi-dimensional consumer data based on what the consumer is buying where. It provides us with insights and trends, not just on what they're buying, but how they're buying it, what price they're spending, what percent is sold on a sale versus regular price. We combine that with retailer-driven insights to form our own point of view. We look at that data weekly and monthly because we're able to then sell into that. And I think even more exciting from our perspective, Robert, is that we can then begin to geo-target our distribution. We can partner with our retailer for their next win in an area that's incremental for them that they may or may not have even known existed.
It's fascinating how this world is changing so much. What do you think the future is going to be?
Well, I think that the future will continue to evolve toward a micro geographically targeted distribution, and that might be product, it might be pack size, it might be brand, that continues to meet the consumer where she or he chooses to shop, including online. So The beauty of our brand is that our portfolio is we have this mosaic of brands. It's imperative that we couple that with the right price pack architecture, as we say, and then couple that with these consumer-driven insights to ensure that we have the right price point, the right product in Arizona versus what we might have in the Northeast.
So let's go back to something less technical. Let's go on a personal side. What was a challenge that you faced personally in your career? How did you handle it, and what did you learn from it?
Interesting. So, of course, we've all faced a number of challenges personally, professionally, and otherwise, and no different as the CEO. I'd say the most stressful challenge that I faced was not at Ferrara. My brothers and I started a business called Swiss Army Travel Gear. We secured the license for this national and international global license for Swiss Army Travel Gear in 1998 and 1999. We launched the business to great fanfare. We were focused on multifunctional, durable, high-quality product at a moderate price point. And our business was accelerating beyond anything that we had imagined at the time. And we were really just hitting kind of our full stride in 2001 when 9/11 transpired. And it was, of course, a global and national tragedy. For us, it really presented a stressful moment because we were young entrepreneurs. We had a rapidly growing business that was doing well, and travel came to a complete standstill. And not only that, it really introduced, for those of you who remember, a global shock to the retail and travel-oriented
industries.
So we were participating in that. In the way we responded, and we did so, and we had good mentorship and a lot of great team members at the time, and we sat in a room like this for about 3 hours the next day and asked ourselves, now what? At the time, we didn't know what was going to transpire post 9/11. As you recall, there was a lot of ambiguity and a lot of concern with respect to what was going to happen in the economy. But we decided that we were going to tighten our own belts, take less money out of the business, and really focus on driving retail consumers back into the stores where our retail partners were reliant on those individuals coming into the store. This predates online merchandising. And I think the lesson I learned from that, Robert, it was that it's always imperative to win with your retail partners. If we're not winning with them and driving incremental business, we're not the right type of long-term sustainable partner, and they'll find someone else.
So let's talk about that winning with your retail partner. And we only have a little over a minute left. A lot of people listening in have companies and they have a huge client who is a retail partner. What advice would you have for CEOs about effectively partnering with their retail partner?
I would advise them to learn as much as they can about what is important to that retail partner. You ask me what I look at every day by way of metrics. If you have an important strategic retail partner, it's imperative that you understand every nuance associated with their business and what they're focused on, what they're evaluated on, and craft your proposition or solution in such a way that it allows them to accelerate in those areas.
Okay, finally.
Excel in those areas.
There you go, to excel. But that's good. But they could also accelerate, which is
they
even
can.
Better, right?
Yeah, right.
So now, final quick question. The future of the candy company, what is it?
So we're focused on becoming a $2 billion business by 2020. And we're going to focus on leveraging our strong organic growth and providing a high degree of innovation to the consumer.
One sentence on the big upcoming thing in candy. What will that be?
It's going to be better for you.
Ah, healthy.
Permissibility.
Permissibility. There we have it. Great having you on the CEO Show today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. With my co-host, Ralph Anderson, CEO of The Green Group, we'll interview great entrepreneurs who will share insights on innovation, overcoming challenges and building success. For commercial-free podcasts of all your interviews, go to www.greenco.com. Hope you enjoy. We're here today with Mike Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey. How are you?
We're very well. Thank you, Robert.
And for everyone who's heard of Barefoot Wine, these are actually the two founders. So what a pleasure to have you on the show. Let's start talking about the immediate challenges and what it was like with coming up with the ideas.
Well, the immediate challenges to producing Barefoot Wines and growing it was that we had no knowledge of the industry and we had no money. So those actually turned out to be very advantageous for us. When companies have money, they tend to throw money at the problem rather than being innovative and creative, which we were forced to do. And the same thing goes with having knowledge of the industry. If we'd come from a family that had a winery background, etc., we probably would have followed in their footsteps. But knowing nothing, we went out and asked a lot of questions of a lot of people from the top wine buyers in the state to forklift drivers and bottling line managers. And they gave us wonderful answers, and that's how we created the label, and that's how we discovered a way to be successful in an industry that we knew nothing about.
Yeah, you were told, like, salt and pepper, less than Bob, you know, more than Bob, but put it in a pig. And you had no idea, right? That's, by the way, from their book called The Barefoot, which is a New York Times bestseller.
Yes, The Barefoot Spirit, How Hardship, Hustle, and Heart Built America's Number One Wine Brand.
Yeah, when any business, you really have to know what your niche is. And, of course, because we didn't know anything about what we were doing, we asked the top buyer in California, you know, what the niche should be. And he was a very kind of a nervous guy, you know. He was a grim character, pretty grumpy. And he said, you know, get in my office, you know, say what you got to say and get out of here. So I went in and I said, well, you know, I got $300,000 worth of wine. I can give it to you any way you want. He says, wow, he says, nobody ever asked me that before. He says, but since you asked, get out your pen. He says, here's what I want. He says, I want a salt and pepper act. I want it better than Bob. I want it cheaper than Bob, and I want you to put it in a pig. You got that, Houlihan? I said, yeah. He says, can you give me that? I said, yeah. I walked out, and I thought, I have no idea what this guy just said. So I found out that a salt and pepper act was a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Sauvignon Blanc varietal pair. Found out that a pig was a 1.5, twice the size of a 750, and found out that Bob was Robert Mondavi. So he actually gave me the niche, the access to market.
Yeah. Bonnie, you were saying?
Well, it turned out not only to be what he needed in his store, but that was an opening. It was an area that could be expanded in any supermarket throughout the United States. But what I found most interesting about that was, here it is, the largest wine buyer in the entire state, and nobody had ever asked him what he wanted.
And
Can you believe that?
And what's most incredible is that, you know, I was reading your book, and it's saying how, you know, there was this sophistication about wine that you had to know it and everything had to have the chateau. And you were like, no, we want the opposite. What everyone wants. No one had done the fun labels before. Now there's a huge movement towards fun labels, really because of you. But so what I want to ask you, Bonnie, is this whole Barefoot, like, you know, you had this epiphany, you went to the chalkboard with Michael, but yeah. Then talk about how you actually made that label. That's a great story.
Well, I did have an epiphany. I realized what the label was going to look like. I said, this label is going to sell a lot of wine. And I asked Michael to draw it on the board, and I made sure it was a long, thin foot with a high arch, and the word Barefoot came in on the arch. And Michael said, well, can't this wait until later? He says, how about tomorrow morning? And I said, well, it's already morning. Look at the clock. It's 3 a.m. So he'd written it down, and we'd send it off, drew it out and sent it off to our artist who was designing the label. And she came back with kind of a short, squat foot. And I said, no, this is never going to do. And she says, well, just give me a picture of it. I can draw anything if you give me a picture. And I said, oh, where am I going to find a long, thin foot with a high arch? And I said, oh, I've got one of those right here on the end of my leg. So I sent Michael out to get the largest ink pad he could find, and I put my foot in it and put it in some artist paper, sent that off, and that's how my foot ended up on the fastest-selling wine brand in the nation.
Well,
So now you both found yourself in the wine industry.
Yes.
What was your biggest challenge? Now you're in it. Now you know you're in it. You're in it to stay. Where did you go from there?
Well, our biggest challenge was the discovery that it had nothing to do with wine. We could have been selling hammers, for that matter. When you go out and you want to sell any product that is a popular price product, it really comes down to distribution and distribution management. You have to know all the laws in all the states. You got to know all the supermarkets. You got to know all of their requirements, and you have to work with a myriad of corporations to make this happen. So for us, it was a giant wake-up call. And believe me, it took us about 4 years before we really got on top of that horse.
And now you got on top of the horse. You need, what about capital? How did that take place? And what did you do for that? How did you finance it? Because I'm sure you said you started with the $300,000, then you had to go from there, because the distribution network must have been a pretty big network to be involved with, right?
Yes, indeed. We started in debt, $300,000, and in return for that, we got bottling services and wine, so that was certainly a big heads up, leg up on that. And from there, we had to be very creative about funding our business. And one of the ways we did that was we discovered our strategic partners. Your strategic partners is who benefits when you benefit. And certainly our supply company did, the company that gave us glass and corks and foils. So the more we sold, the more we were going to buy from them. So we shared our challenges with them. We shared our goals, and we shared the fact that we were trying to expand. And what we could do when we were expanding was we had to get more glass and corks and foils fronted to us. So because we were in touch with them on a regular basis and they understood our needs, they wanted us to be a partner of theirs. They said, we will work with you and we will extend your credit so you can grow. So we found our strategic partners.
And so then, Michael, talk about strategic partners like Bob Bob. That changed everything, and it's worthy cause marketing, which I thought was one of the most fascinating and important things ever done.
So I go back to this buyer who gave us the niche and told us exactly how we could gain market access. And I had two bottles of Barefoot, the first two in the world, and they were exactly the way he asked for them, and they looked exactly the way he wanted them to look. And I said, there it is. What do you think? How many truckloads do you want? And he looked at me like I was crazy, and he even said so. He says, are you crazy? He says, I can't put this in. Nobody's ever heard of a brand called Barefoot. Well, you got to advertise this if you want to be in the chains. It's not just my chain. It's any chain in the whole world. So nobody knows this brand. So you can spend a couple $100,000 on advertising. I'll put it on special. I said, I don't have a couple $100,000. So I went home to Bonnie, and I said, what are we going to do? I don't know how we're going to handle this. And so I went back to the guy. I said, well, how do you think we should handle this? We bottled this all up for you. He says, it looks like you're going to have to sell every mom and pop in every corner grocery store. You're going to have to do it onesie twosies until it becomes a best-selling brand, because I won't put it in unless it's already a best-selling brand. I went, wow. So we started selling them to the local markets and whatnot, but they had the same problem that the big chain buyer had. They didn't want to put it in because it wasn't known. And I said, well, put it in. Just try it. They said, okay, if it doesn't sell in 30 days, you are out of here. And that means out of there forever. It means that we get the reputation of being a slow mover, which, of course, precedes us throughout the entire United States. So we had to be a fast mover. We didn't know how to do this. But basically what he was saying was, you get the customers and you bring them in here and you make them buy this product from me if I take the risk and put it on my expensive shelf. So about that time, we get a telephone call from a guy in Chinatown, San Francisco, and he's looking for money for a park for kids after school. And he says, you got $50,000 you can donate to my park? I said, no, I don't have $50,000. By the way, do you have the right phone number? And I said, I'll tell you what I can do, though. I can give you wine, and you can use it for your fundraiser, and maybe, loosen some people up. Maybe they'll write you a big check, or maybe what will happen is, you can auction it off. He said, thanks a lot. Took it, never heard from the guy again. But in that neighborhood, Barefoot Wines took off. And because they did, we said, wow, maybe we learned something. So we started looking for worthy causes and small nonprofits in the neighborhoods that surrounded the stores where our product was for sale. And instead of just approaching people on the basis of their mercantile desire to buy our wine, we approached them on what was interesting and important to them. So we supported these worthy causes, and we gave the members of these nonprofit organizations a social reason to buy our product, which was a different way of advertising.
You have about 1 minute before break. What was the turning point
when you knew you had made it?
Well, I think the turning point when we knew we had made it was when we had Kroger's grocery store say, we want to put this in 10 states. And we want it to all be $5.99, even though the taxes are different in every state. And we said, okay, we are going to do it. And once again, we didn't know how we were going to do it, but we did it.
This is Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson, and we are on the Entrepreneurial CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Michael Houlihan and with Bonnie Harvey, the founders of Barefoot Walk.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke, too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally.
Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Robert Reese and Ralph Anderson on the Entrepreneur CEO Show, and we're here today with Michael Houlihan and Bonnie Harvey, who are the founders of Barefoot Wine and have some great, great books also, like The Barefoot Spirit that I read, New York Times bestseller. So let's talk about entrepreneurs. You were great entrepreneurs. You ended up selling to Gallo family. And what advice, let's start there, do you have to the many hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in right now?
You really want to engage your people. You want to see them as real assets. And you want to engage and empower them to act like owners themselves, to look at the entire business just the way an owner does, just the way a good manager would do, so that they can benefit, they can come up with good ideas, they can use all of their own intelligence and knowledge of your business to help improve it and to give better customer service and better products.
And that's all how you treat them. You know, we had the difference between need to know. We had know the need. So we would tell people, look, we've got a problem over here. How do you think we can sell it? And some people, like a receptionist, would come up with an idea that nobody in the C-suite ever thought of. And because we treated her with respect and we got those ideas, we put them to work in the marketplace, and they completely disrupted the industry.
A couple points. What kept you up at night when you were running your business? Because I'm sure there was always issues as an entrepreneur. What kept you up at night? And two, how did you get your entrepreneurial culture permeated throughout the firm and your company? I mean, I know you said you did it, but how did you really, what finally crossed that bridge to get the entire firm or company to understand where what you were trying to do with the company? I think that's really important for the listeners to understand.
A big worry that we had, I think is one that a lot of business owners have, is how are you going to make a profit? At $5.99 for a bottle of wine, we had to sell a lot of wine before we were going to make a profit. And we had to grow our business while we were struggling to make a dollar and pay all the bills. So that was very challenging. The only way to make a profit was to continue to grow. The only way to grow was to reinvest the money that we had. And it just seemed like a vicious circle, and I couldn't see an end to it. So, yeah, that kept me up.
And the way that we were able to have an entrepreneurial culture in our company was really the fact that we looked at business as really only two divisions. Okay, now lots of business, they got the CEO, they got the senior vice president, junior vice president, they got division chiefs, they got all these people, they got groups, they got committees, they got squads. We just had two divisions. One division was called sales, the other division was called sales support. So if you were a receptionist or an accountant or a lawyer, you were in sales support. Okay? If you didn't believe it, where do you think your money came from, your check? It came from sales. So everybody, it was a culture of sales. And the other thing that we did was we enforced that, because when we matched 401k, we would match it based upon how well the company did in terms of sales and profitability for that quarter. So if we did really well, maybe we'd match it 200 or 300%. If we didn't, maybe we just matched it 100%. So that really reinforced this idea of entrepreneurship. They took an interest in it. And the last thing that we did that we think is really important is we acknowledged people. We validated what they did, and we acknowledged them. And we didn't just acknowledge them and say, good boy, that a guy. We didn't do that. We wrote an email. We copied it to everybody on the staff. And we said, you know, today is Jimmy's 15th anniversary with the company. You know, in the last year, he was able to reduce our cost by this much. He was able to help our sales program this way. He did this and this and this. Then the staff knew two things. First of all, they knew who the hell Jimmy was and what he did, so they had respect for Jimmy. And they also knew that they could get this kind of acknowledgement themselves if they performed within that year before their anniversary.
Did you ever wake up one day and have that ha-ha moment where you say to yourself, we got this. We know what the formula is. We know how to really generate the business. We know we're working with the worthy causes. Did you have that moment at any given time, or were you paranoid every day of the week?
Well, there eventually came a moment where we paid back the grower, and that was a very beautiful moment. And there was a time when we actually had some profits, and we realized that Worthy Cause Marketing was working so well for us in lieu of paid advertising that once we did have a profit and we did have funds that we could put into advertising, we decided not to. We found a formula that worked. Barefoot was friendly. We were out there talking to everyone that touched our product all along the distribution line, through the retailers, and all the way through the public in all the nonprofits that we supported by doing tastings. So we were talking to every person, and we saw that this was something that was quite different from the other wineries, particularly when there was long lines from our winery and no line in front of the man standing next to us with a bottle of wine and a spit bucket. We said, we must be doing something right.
And, you know, it seems like you always came upon challenges which turned into opportunities. Like they put your wine at the bottom and then you get the feet stickies in the wine store.
Yes, we started picking up the foot traffic if they put our wines on the bottom shelf. And we discovered a new place to advertise our product, which was not that it was paid advertising, but it was advertising. We had what we called sticky feet. We'd walk people from the front door on these footprints that we put on the floor right up to our display on the bottom shelf, turned them around, faced it to the wines, and then we had a little tag that came out and said barefoot with an arrow.
Do you know,
make sure they saw
it. Funny, like just they said George Washington slept here in all these places, which he obviously didn't. You probably have more of your footprints than anyone in America, anywhere. Think about that.
They are all over the stores. I've seen them.
Good thing, Thank you, Michael. You had a great quote that you told me in the past about passion. Just give that, because I think entrepreneurs will like that.
Yeah, everybody tells you to follow your passion. And, you know, if you do and you're lucky enough to monetize on that, God bless you. But actually what happens in life we find is that opportunities outweigh passions. So what we say is instead of following your passion, follow your opportunity passionately. That's what we did. Neither Bonnie or I wanted to be in the wine business. We got this opportunity. We followed it passionately. And we brought our own passions into that business. Our love for worthy causes, we were able to use that for advertising. Our respect for people, we were able to bring that into our entrepreneurial culture. So we took our opportunity and we followed it passionately.
Well, great having you both on the show. And I want to tell everyone, think about this idea to all the entrepreneurs. Two divisions, sales and sales support. And keep an eye out because Bonnie and Mike will have a new book coming out called The Entrepreneurial Culture.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.